can, Steve, but you know how things are around here.
I know how they are.
Wait a minute. Mr. Rosenberg. Well. Hey, Dad, how come you almost finished with breakfast and we haven't even started yet?
Well.
Do you guys always have to use up all the hot water?
Hey, Jim.
What are you doing up so early, Dad?
Well, they're having a breakfast dance at the country club this morning.
No,
and
Jim.
Oh, Jim, do you always have to buy everything everybody tells you?
No, it's just that I have to get down to the plant early to pick up some priority stuff.
I'll get your dishes if you want some oatmeal.
Boys, this week I'm going to have to work here at home.
Fellas, be a little quiet. Does somebody want to get belted? Sounds like a convention of wounded parakeets.
Would you mind if I say something? This week, I'm going to have to be working here at home. It's a rush job. The Air Force wants me to be in Washington on Saturday with some finished plans. So, this week...
you three walking wind tunnels will have to cut it down to a roar.
That's all I was trying to say.
I don't know how to behave. That was just an accident.
Yeah, sure.
Who do you think we are? A bunch of kids or something?
I'm afraid I'm going to have to hold you to it this week. Bob, I'm going to be working tonight, so how about having dinner at 6:30? Huh?
You shall have it.
Oh, man, this is a great start. I'm late already.
So long,
see you all tonight.
Good, Dad. They're really putting the pressure on Dad, huh?
They sure are.
You mean like when Miss Bergen gives an arithmetic test and she already has a headache?
Worse.
Boy, poor Dad.
Now, starting this minute, you'll have to keep things smooth for your dad.
Lucky I get good brakes, Mac.
Look, friend, this isn't a throughway to Milwaukee. It happens to be my driveway.
Yeah, well, let's not get salty, Mac.
Let me talk to him. It's my fault, sir. I gave him the wrong address.
Oh, that's all right. Let's just forget it. Now, would you mind?
Well, that's very nice of you. I'm sorry, really.
Look, ladies, I'm late for work.
Why don't we back out so you can get out?
I think that'd be a wonderful idea.
What?
I said I'm late for work.
Oh, yes, sir. Oh, excuse me.
As long as the meter's running, lady, I'm all yours.
Bob. Thanks, Bob.
Now, don't forget to leave a tip for the waitress.
Like what?
Oh, I don't know. Something she'll enjoy, like carrying out a bag of trash.
Go on.
Boy, are you young.
You gotta have neighbors. I guess that's the best kind.
Yeah, I guess the person's decided to rent their home while they're away.
Yeah.
I'll take the little one. I'd say she wasn't over 15 or 16.
No, you gotta be 21 to be a stewardess.
Well, maybe she lied about her age.
This is a school day. Now get out of here. Come on. You're not nailed to the floor. Get out of here. Besides, it's rude. I think you never saw four good-looking girls. Coming. I hear you. Would you mind pushing the door open yourself? I don't want to get the knob all gooey. Oh, hi.
Hi.
I'd ask you to shake hands, but I don't think you'd like it.
I'm Ann Stofen. Three of my friends and I have just rented the house next door.
Oh, is that so?
I don't mean to bother you, but...
Bother us? We're more apt to bother you. There are five men in this house.
I know. Mike and Robbie filled us in. Our phone isn't connected yet, Mr.
O'Casey. William Michael Francis Aloysius O'Casey. I'm a Spaniard.
Well, we're airline stewardesses. And until our phone's connected, well, we have no place to receive our flight calls.
Well, now, don't you worry about that. Come on in. We'll take care of all your calls and all your phone messages and everything. Have they turned your gas on yet?
Not yet.
Well, why don't you get the kids and bring them over here, and I'll whip them up a batch of coffee.
Oh, they'd love that.
Sure they will.
Bread?
Yeah. Gotta get the air into it so it'll rise properly.
right. You certainly are expert.
Yeah, well, you see, I did a juggling act in vaudeville for a while. But not for long.
Well, I'll go get the girls.
Yeah. Bring them right over.
Smells good.
Thank you.
Oh, I'll get the sugar.
So
where do you
keep
the teaspoon?
Right over there. There we are. Now, ladies, my cup runneth over.
Jeepers.
Oh, hi, Chip. Ladies, this is my youngest grandson, Chip.
Hi.
Chip, these ladies are Dodo, Georgia, Ellen, and Ann. And a mighty pretty group they are, don't you think?
Thank you. Something tells me this is going to be my favorite neighbor.
Well, now, Chip, the lady paid you a nice compliment. Can't you say something nice to her?
I don't know what to say.
Oh, come on. You can think of something to say.
You smell a lot better than my teacher.
All right, are you through playing?
I'm sorry, Mr. Douglas. It was an accident. Sort of.
Dad, this is Ellen and Dodo. They live here now.
I know. How do you do? You fellas get the chance, will you?
Yeah.
What airlines are they with? The rock and roll airlines?
Oh, heck no, Dad. They're all checked out in jets and everything.
They're really nice kids, Steve.
I'm sure they are. Well, what else happened today?
Well, I was late for school.
Why? You were up and dressed when I left.
I was helping.
Who were you helping?
Well, he was helping me.
And who were you helping?
The girls, with their luggage and stuff.
I see. Was anyone else late for class?
Not me. I didn't help anybody.
Now, look, far be it from me to obstruct the return of chivalry, but I think in the future you gentlemen should stick to your own knitting. I'm sure the girls will get along very well without your help.
Dad, if I may say so, I mean, honestly speaking, don't you think you're being a little prejudiced against those girls?
I don't believe so, no.
Well, you will admit that you're being kind of crotchety. I mean, they're just...
Crotchety?
I'm sort of like an old crank, Dad.
Thank you. Well, if I'm crotchety, it might be because I have some very important work to do.
Well, sure, Dad.
I will admit that my first impression of the girls was anything but favorable. Is that all right?
Oh, yeah, so long as you have an open mind. Dad, it seems to me that you expect an awful lot. I mean, how old do you think a girl like Dodo is, anyway?
Too old for you.
They walk the thin blue line. For years.
Unbelievable price. Like the delicious
Well, thanks, Ed. I'll have it plotted out by morning, I hope.
Don't worry about it, Steve. If I don't have it by 9 o'clock, I'll stab myself.
Well, I'll see you tomorrow. You better get out of my chair, you. Everybody home? Bob? Mike? Bobby? Chip? Bobby next door again.
Robbie, if you don't keep your cotton chicken hands off my dish, sir. And the front door. you should call it teeth. I have no. Oh, Mr. Douglas, come in.
I seem to misplace my family, and I thought some of them might be camping out over here.
Dan, look how clear they get shown for me on their set.
Yeah, well, fellas, it's about dinner time. You don't want to overstay your welcome.
Oh, we enjoy having them.
Hey, kids, if you want to taste some frosting, it'll knock you.
Oh, hi, Steve. Bob, it's about time for our dinner, isn't it?
That way?
Well, how would you change your mind about tonight?
No, thanks. Steve, the girls are having a sit-down dinner here for 8. It's Ellen here's birthday.
Oh, I see. Happy birthday, Ellen.
Thank you. We'd love to have you join us, Mr. Douglas.
Well, that's very kind of you, but I'm going to have to be working late tonight, so...
Some other time, then.
Yes, yeah, some other time. Now, come on, fellas. Yep.
Chambers, but the picture's not over yet.
Well, if you have a TV at home, you know, come on.
Happy birthday, Ellen.
Happy birthday, Ellen.
Happy birthday, Ellen.
Have a good time, Steve.
Yeah. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
I absolutely am not. Just because I call off this, it doesn't mean that I'm guilty of anything.
Information. I'd like the number of Miss Ann Stolten. It's on Mill Street. It's probably a new listing.
Miss Larson, 02311.
Oh. Operator. Information. I have the number. Thanks very much.
Dad, they're just having a little party.
I will try to keep an open mind. What was that number again?
Larson, 02311.
Thank you, and good night.
Yes, it's Alice.
It's not a brawl. Bill and Frank found the bongo drum somewhere. I do, too. You know why I called? I read a syndicated feature this morning's newspaper. Don't let a year go by without telling her you love her. Well, year's almost up, so I called her to tell her. Yes, Alice, I do admit I reversed the charges. But can you tell me why you don't think it's an honest sentiment because I called collect?
Look, operator, nobody could talk that long. The phone must be off the hook or something.
Somebody is talking on that line, sir.
Well, could you cut in?
Is it an emergency, sir?
Well, yes. Well, it's not a matter of life and death, but... look, couldn't you cut in just this once? Who'd know?
I'd know, sir.
That's all I need is an operator with scruples.
Who was at the door?
I get it.
I'd like to speak to Miss Stolten, please.
Yes, well, come on in.
No, thank you. I'll wait out here.
Come on in. You can't stand there looking like that. What'll the people next door think?
How true. I said I'll stay out here, thank you.
All right, I'll see if I can find her. Now, don't you go wandering around. Where's Ann?
Kitchen. Well, what's this? Trick or treat?
I'm waiting for Miss Stolten.
Well, come on in. You'll get arrested standing out there.
I'll wait out here, thank
you. Oh, Mr. Douglas, won't you come in?
No, thank you. Now, look, Miss Stolten, I don't want to sound like a bad-tempered old neighbor who just doesn't like to see the kids on the block have any fun. But I do have an extremely important deadline to meet, so if you could spare me the hi-fi and the bongos for just a few hours, I promise you I'll never bother you again.
Mr. Douglas, a few extra people dropped by.
Good night. come in. Oh, no, wait.
Oh!
That's all.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I just had the whole thing laid out here so I could get a better overall picture of it. Sort of rolls up worse than wallpaper, doesn't it? Come in, won't you?
Oh, thank you. Georgia and I just got our flight orders, and Dodo and Ellen leave tomorrow, but, well, we didn't want to leave without apologizing to you for last night.
Oh, well, there's no need to apologize. Here, sit down, won't you?
Thank you.
If it hadn't been for this horrible deadline, you never would have heard from me.
Well, Ellen's birthday dinner just got out of hand. You know, people started to call and drop by, and pretty soon we had a whole house full, and we just lost control.
Well, that's easy to understand, but there's no need to apologize. I'm sure when you're sober, you're a very nice young lady.
Exactly. What do you mean by that?
Oh, I meant sober as opposed to playful, not sober as opposed to...
Mr. Douglas, we were loud and inconsiderate last night, that's true. But we were not having a brawl.
Oh, no, of course you weren't. You know the way the airlines package you girls these days with your military uniforms and all, it's easy to forget that some of you, like Dee Dee and Helen, are...
Dodo and Ellen.
Yeah, Dodo and Helen are, not too long out of high school. They're full of teenage spirits and...
Mr. Douglas, I think you're trying to be pleasant.
I meant animal spirits, not what I'm trying to say.
I think I know what you're trying to say. Mr. Douglas, may I remind you that we're not juvenile delinquents just because we like to laugh at midnight with a few friends. Nor are we a menace to society because we indulge in a little horseplay on the lawn with a hose. You may not believe this, but we know what responsibility is. We even knew we were wrong to make so much noise last night when you were trying to work, for which I have been trying to apologize for the past 10 minutes.
Well, I guess I've got everything.
Sure, you got your plan, thing.
Yeah.
Dad?
Yes?
Could you bring me back a hunk of the Washington Monument from my rock collection?
You better be kidding.
You better be kidding. Well, Bob, wish me luck at the Pentagon.
Plenty of luck. You may need it.
He doesn't know, huh? I didn't say anything.
Well, how long does it take to drive to the airport?
About 20 minutes.
Well, he'll know in 20 minutes.
Come on, fellas. I'm late.
Okay.
Here we go.
Goodbye.
Thank you. Well, this ought to be a fun flight. Uh-huh. Dancing in the aisles, water fights, huh?
C3C, Mr. Douglas, may I take your coat?
Yes. No tying it in knots.
I hope you enjoy our flagship, sir. All our mature passengers find it exceptionally quiet. Welcome.
Hostess, I hope you didn't think that
you
I...
You may remove your safety belt, sir. We reached out for you some time ago.
Thank you.
I'm a dentist, but maybe I can get some help. Excuse me.
Is everything all right?
Yes, it's all under control.
Good. What was the trouble?
The mother has a 3-month-old infant. Stopped breathing for some reason.
Well.
But the two girls handled it beautifully.
They did?
Yes. They showed remarkable judgment for such young girls. You know, mouth-to-mouth respiration is a fairly new technique. But they handled it like experts.
Well, what do you know? They run a pretty nice car wash, too.
beg your pardon?
Phone.
Douglas,
hello,
nice
ma'am.
To see you.
Hi,
oh,
hi, Dad.
Hi, fellas.
How come you got so soon?
Well, I got through a little sooner than I expected.
Hey, how come you brought pie over?
Yeah, that's not mine either.
No, I got it at the bakery. When I left here a couple of days ago, I flew with Dodo and Ellen. And I brought this pie to eat in front of them.
You brought the pie here to eat in front of them?
Yes, I thought it'd be a little tastier than crumble. It's humble pie.
Something tells me we should all eat it, Mr. Douglas. Come on in the kitchen. Will you carve?
I would love to.
Come on, Ellen. Come on. Yeah, some coffee.
Thank you. Well, everything quiet on the home front, Bob?
Things are fine, Steve.
Good.
Dad, What kind of pie did you say that was again?
It's humble pie, Chip. Bob will explain it to you.
Chip, eating humble pie is just an expression that means I'm sorry.
What's it taste like?
Well, when you finally get around to eating it, it tastes pretty good.
Confused about what time it is? Well, TV Land is shifting our schedule off the standard half hours this weekend to accommodate special full-length versions of these classic My Three Sons episodes. The Bub years deserve nothing less.